Let me again give you a warm welcome to the service this evening. Once again, it is good to be with you to bring God's precious and infallible truth to the hearts. We thank the Lord for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we thank thee it is the power of God and the salvation. And we pray that the Lord will speak to hearts as we come to the gospel. As we come to preach from that wonderful passage of Luke chapter number 8. Luke 8, the verses 41 through to the verse number 48. I want this evening to speak on the great physician. I pray that if you're unsaved and outside of Christ, this will be the night you come to know Christ, whose life eternal. We're going to read these verses in a few moments. Let me just pray. Pray the Lord will bless the reading of his precious word. Pray as you listen, the Lord will challenge your heart. Pray there will be signs following the preaching of his precious and infallible truth. Even this night, I bid you a warm welcome, everyone, to the service. And let's just pray. Father in heaven, as we come afresh into thy presence again this night, we thank thee that we come before a holy and righteous God. We thank thee that we have a Savior in Jesus Christ, the Lord, who came into the world to die an atoning death on the cross of Calvary, who shed his precious blood. And Lord, we thank thee that not only did he die, not only did he shed his blood, but he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. And Lord, we bless thee for this, for the gospel. We thank thee, O God, for the good news we have. We thank thee that we can say with all our heart and joy and assurance, Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. And Lord, we thank thee that we have a Redeemer in Jesus Christ, an intercessor. Oh Lord, we thank thee that thou art a praying Savior. Lord, I pray that you'll bless us in this gospel evening service. Lord, as we think of this passage of Scripture, how that there was a work done in life. Lord, that work was done through the precious work of Christ on the cross. Lord, we thank thee for the work of the cross. Lord, we thank thee, as Isaiah says, that he's wounded for our transgressions, he's bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of his peace is upon us, that with his stripes we are healed. And Lord, we thank thee for the healing power of Jesus' blood, who washed our sins away. Lord, I pray that thou will bless us and do us good. Lord, undertake for every part of this meeting. Lord, bless the congregation of people. Bless all who listen in. Lord, may it be a time of rejoicing, a time of challenging, a time of good news, of souls being gloriously saved. A time of awakening. Oh Lord, we pray in this land and this day that thou will awaken, Lord, the many in their sin and despair. Lord, for young people, for middle-aged people, for older people. Oh Lord, the Lord knows everyone. Oh Lord, we pray that thou wilt see the young and old and bring them through for thee. Lord, do bless us now and help us as we bring thy word. Stand with us, O God, and encourage us. And be unto us all we need. Lord, we remember in prayers those that need our prayers. We think even of the Reverend Abraham, Lord, the death of his mother last week. We pray you'll bless him. Lord, undertake for him. Lord, we know that how he even broke part of a bone in his leg, even at that funeral. We pray, oh God, that you'll just be with him and bless him and his family circle as they, and comfort them at this time of need. Lord, we pray even in his time of pain in his leg. Oh Lord, with this broken bone, we pray it will be with him and draw by to him. And for many others which are in need, Lord, and those families which are going through times of great sorrow and grief. Oh Lord, I pray that the great comfort of the Lord our God, the good shepherd, will comfort family circles at this time. Oh Lord, we pray for those which are going through great troubles. Lord, homes, O God, which are weary. Homes, O God, which I don't know what there is, what their tomorrow is. We leave them, O God, in thy care. O Lord, we're told to cast all our care upon him, for he careth for you. Lord, I thank you, you're a caring God. We Thank you, you're a loving God. Thank you that you're a merciful God. Because of thy care, because of thy love, because of thy mercy, you sent a Saviour. And I pray that there would be that looking onto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith this night. Lord, undertake now, I pray, as you read the Scriptures, bless us in the reading of thy word, bless us in the preaching, and lead and guide the rest of this meeting. We pray in these things in our Saviour's worthy and precious name's sake, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. We're going to further worship the Lord and turning to the Word of God there in Luke chapter number 8. Luke 8 and verse 41, we'll read these verses together through to the verse number 48, 41 to verse number 48. There is parallel passages of this in Matthew 9, also in Mark chapter 5. So, do you remember those passages as well? But we're going to read here in Luke chapter 8, verse 41. Let's read God's word. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. He had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. As he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched or dried up. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied Peter, and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, or crowd around about thee, and sayest thou, who touched thee?" And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." Amen. And the Lord will bless us with the reading of his precious word, even to our hearts, even this night. Again, I thank you for gathering with us. As we come to the preaching of the precious word, those that are saved, pray for these meetings. Pray the Lord will bless the word. Pray the Lord will speak to the hearts of maybe someone that's maybe never came on before. Pray the Lord will draw them to this meeting and draw them to saving grace even this night. As you read this passage that is before us, we do so and we thank the Lord for such passages. We see that there's a desire for people to come to learn more about Jesus. Maybe there's a people in this passage that wanted to see what he could do in a life. Maybe they wanted to see transformed people, a life transformed, a soul saved, a testimony of what God could do in their life. Maybe they wanted to see a miracle of God's grace. There was a belief by a man that God could do anything. Thus this man comes of nobility. He comes before Jesus. He notices he's passing this way. And the man comes with a great desire and great need. And that need was for his young 12-year-old daughter. And as Jesus makes that way, that man doesn't just gaze for a moment, but he comes. And he trusts that Jesus is the only Redeemer. And he believed that Jesus is the only one who could heal the brokenhearted. and set the captive free. And the Bible shows us in that verse 41 and verse 42 that this man is the ruler in the synagogue, and he comes and he falls before the feet of Jesus. He kneels. It says in verse 41, "And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come unto his house." And there we find that this man, as he falls down before Jesus' feet, he's pleading with them, He says, "You know, my daughter's dying. My daughter is lying. And as if her last breaths are coming in her body. And only you can deal with this need." And he knows Jesus can make a difference. And as he falls at the feet of Jesus, his desire is that Christ would come into his life. His desire is that Christ would come into his home. His desire was that Christ would meet his family at the point of their need. And he comes believing because he knows that Jesus makes the difference. And we see him cry or call out because he knows Jesus makes a difference. And the crowd begin to gather. You remember this child was about 12 years of age, as it tells us in verse 42. He has had 12 years of blessing and of joy at that little girl are running around that home. Now she lies sick. And the ruler of the synagogue comes to the only one he believes that could heal her. And let me tell you, he did heal her. Verse 54 in that passage tells us that he put them all out and took her by the hand and called and said, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came in again and rose straightway, and he commanded her to give meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged that no one should tell the man what was done. And we find here that Christ did a work on the life of this little girl. He dealt with her. But I want to deal with another woman this evening. I want you to deal with a woman the rest of these verses which you read out. This woman's in a time of great need. And she came to rely on the great physician at the point of her need. As I said earlier, I want to speak on that subject of the great physician. Firstly, the great physician is all that this woman required. Verse 43, "And the woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanced or was dried up." Here we find this woman, and she has faced a life, this last 12 years of many troubles. She has a need, and she's exhausted her life searching for a physician to be able to heal her of her issue of blood. And the Bible tells us in verse 43 that she sought assistance, as she knew that she needed help, and she sought out those that possibly could help, but she was at a loss. No matter who she searched out, or no matter who had helped, no matter what medication she had received, she has still taken the issue of blood for 12 years, and she's exhausted, and she's spent all that she has. It tells us there, verse 43, she spent all her money trying to get better. And then in the midst of all things, Jesus passes that way. 12 years of suffering. Do you know what number 12 is? A symbol or number of faith. The Old Testament tells us there are 12 sons of Jacob. 12 sons who formed the 12 tribes of Israel. New Testament tells us that there's 12 disciples. And this young girl is 12 years of old. And this woman, she's hurting with an issue of blood, 12 years. And this woman is by faith, she's seeking God's help. And she's exhausted. And I wonder this evening, are you exhausted by your sin? Are you exhausted with your life? And with the way you're living? Are you exhausted trying to be a good person, knowing that you maybe realize that it's not enough? Are you exhausted with things that are going on in the world? Are you worried? This woman was, and that's why she sought physician after physician, or doctor after doctor. Having done from one place to another, she feels let down. And she feels helpless. Then she sees Jesus passing that way. She's in a hopeless situation. Because all the crowds are round about him. She's just nearby. And maybe she hears the words of Jairus as he begins to cry unto God. Maybe she sees him as he falls at the feet of Jesus. Maybe she hears his call to come to his home. She sees the need of a man of great nobility. And she looks to herself. She looks at her own need. Because we can't be saved because somebody else comes. We have to come by ourselves the way we are. Remember Charlotte Elliot wrote those words, "Just as I am without one plea, that thou bids me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come." She had just come the way she was. Just as I am. You can check up the story of Charlotte Elliot. How she had just come exactly the way she was. This woman had to look at herself and say, "I'm in need." And the Bible says, "Neither could be healed of any," meaning no matter what she tried, she had found no cure. And she's in pain. Just to show you that she's in pain, the Bible tells us over in Mark chapter number 5, and in that verse number 26, it says, "And she had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but grew worse." And she suffered, and she's pain, and she's many things from many physicians. She spent all she had. She's nothing more. She's nothing bettered. She grew worse, and she suffered a loss of an active life. She suffered financially. She suffered disappointed. And the wording here means that she's tormented. And all these things have come to pass since she's been affected by the issue of blood, and she's never been improved. And notice something. She hears about Jesus. Oh, what a joy it is in the soul. The man, a woman, and child, when they look and they hear about Jesus. And they come just the way they are. Because the Bible says in that Mark 5 verse 27, "And when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment." When she heard of Jesus, she comes that way. She came that way. And that makes a difference in her life, because Jesus makes a difference in lives. And she hears of Christ, and she comes, she knows he's come by. And maybe for the first time in her life in a long time, she's interested in the things of God. From that time, all she wants to do is to get to Jesus. Sinner, I implore you this evening to get to Jesus. For this woman realized that, like you need to realize, that she had a need. She realized that Jesus was passing that way, but that woman didn't want to miss her opportunity. And now what goes through the mind of this woman here now? Do I give up? Do I walk away? Surely Christ doesn't owe me anything. Do I turn aside and hope that his eyes gaze upon me and he takes pity? Or does he gaze upon me and take interest in me? You know, Jesus does take interest in individuals. But she had to, by faith, come. She had to come to him. Just like any other sinner must do. Maybe she thought, should I take a chance? Maybe she thought, maybe this is my last opportunity. What does she think? We'll find out in Mark 5, verse 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole, I shall be well. If I may touch, that's what she thought. And as we read, her confidence begins to grow in the Savior's capabilities. And I wonder, did she have confidence when she went to the physician after physician? Probably not. Maybe she had a hope. Maybe she was skeptical. But listen to her confidence. I shall be made whole. She fully believed that this was the only begotten Son of God. And she believed that all she had to do was, as it were, touch the hem of his clothes or touch the hem of his garment, that she would be made whole. And what does she do? She comes with determination. And as she walks behind Christ, she touches his clothes. She reaches out to the hem of his garment. And in a moment, the Bible says her blood stopped. Verse 44 of Luke 8. Came in and touched the border of his garment, and immediately the issue of blood stopped. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and I am no longer the same. He touched me. Oh, he touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. Praise God, this woman could say when she touched the hem of garment that the power of God touched her. She was made whole. But the thought here is, what brought her to Christ? She was driven by a sense of her need. Secondly, the great physician knew the woman came by. He knew that the woman had come by in verse number 45. And Jesus said, who touched me? And there as he says those words, he touched me. Jesus says, who touched me? And as you look around or gaze around that day with all the people around about him, the disciples there, as you read there in that verse 45, the people were crammed around about him. And there was many people, but Christ knew the woman touched him. And watch the people there as they begin to deny. It says, when all denied, Peter, verse 45, Peter and all they with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee. And thou sayest, who touched me? They say it wasn't me, not me. And that moment, maybe there's a sense of fear towards the things of God. No, we didn't do it. But Christ knows someone's touched him. And he asks the question and stops. And he says, who touched me? And he says, verse 46, and Jesus said, somebody hath touched me. For I perceive the virtue is gone out of me. says, somebody's touched me. Somebody's touched me. The disciples couldn't understand it. They have an outwardly saw a miracle take place, and they say there in verse 45, Master, the multitude thronged thee, impressed thee, and thou sayest, who touched me? What do you mean? And that shows us that God saves individuals. Because there's a crowd, that doesn't mean they're saved because they're a crowd. Christ says, who touched me? The thing was, Christ wasn't speaking about the crowd's accidental touch. And the woman knew he was talking to her. And then Christ gives clarity. It was a touch of faith. Verse 46, and Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that a virtue has gone out of me with a power. Power. And yes, it was the slightest of touch. But I know somebody's touched me. And they know that they have done it. But he speaks there assuredly, knowing that there's a virtue has gone out. But he also speaks with love, of knowing that he's met somebody at the point of their need. And he comes and speaks to them in love, and he speaks assuredly and lovely, lovingly, and the evidence that God knows all things. And isn't it a wonderful thought that Christ notices a difference when some come to him? When a person comes seeking the touch of God, while others are just walking by, that in the midst of all those around about him, he still extinguishes this touch in the helm of his garment to be above all the touches of the crowd. And he knows her, but he wants her to testify. He wants her to admit it. And the Bible says in Romans 10, verse 9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And he's saying, confess with thy mouth. And the Bible says that she came forward. Do you know what she came forward to do? I want you to write this in your Bible. Under that verse, number 20, or 47, testimony, or testify. She came to testify of what God has done in her life. Look at that verse there. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, or she was not unnoticed, she came trembling and falling down before him, and she testified or declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And she confesses with her mouth, and she comes forward, and she's trembling. And this happens when people realize the need of Christ, and she says, this is what happened. This is what happened to me. This is what I needed in my life. You know, she confesses or testifies, it was me. Thirdly, quickly, the great physician shows the people that he works on individuals. Look at verse number 45 and verse 48. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and all they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? Verse 48. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. go well, go in peace, or it is well with thy soul. And as he looks at her and gazes his eyes upon her, and she begins to testify and tell him all things, he says, daughter, our beloved. And he brings comfort to her heart. That woman that day, she leaves that place with peace of God in her heart. And she knows that God has made a difference. You see, the pain's gone. The issue of blood's dried up. Her time of hiding has gone. And into her life comes peace that passeth all understanding. There's joy and assurance that Jesus makes a difference. And for the first time in 12 years, there's peace. Peace. Christ just says, comfort. Be of good comfort. Because I saw your faith. And I knew from the very moment you touched me that it was you that touched me. I knew that the virtue had gone out. I recognized you above all the other touches. His daughter, be of good comfort. I wonder, is your burden heavy as you bear it alone? Does the road you travel harbor dangers yet unknown? Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all? Are you tired and weary? Have you lost your way? There's an old song that says these words, reach out to Jesus and asked him into your life today. This woman comes with a real need upon her life. And she goes away knowing that Christ made the difference. And maybe you sit in your home this evening, and maybe you've been through many a thing in your life. Maybe for the first time you realize that Christ is passing this way. That Christ can make a difference in your life too. So as you're sitting in your home, why don't you just, where you are, call upon Jesus to save you. Knowing that if you call unto him, he will answer you. Show you great mighty things which I knowest not. He'll save you. He'll bring you through. Time is gone this evening. The gospel message has gone out to this woman. And the wondrous work which God did. I pray that God will do the same in your life. Will draw you through for him. I thank you for spending time with us this evening. It has been a joy. And if I can be or anyone be a help to you, just send even the church here at Grace People Street Church, send them a message or get in touch with us. And don't leave it off to another occasion. Get right before God today. I'd be happy to open up God's precious word and show you even that verse we read a little earlier in Romans 10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, thou believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 13, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The woman says that she shall be healed. This night you can and you shall be saved if you'll but trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him into your heart. Let's close our meeting with a word of prayer. Pray the Lord speaks on to many a heart even right now. Father in heaven, we thank thee for our time gathered before thee. We bless thee for enabling us to have this time spent around thy precious word. O Lord, stand with us. O Lord, speak to hearts. May families be drawn to thee. May families be reunited in Christ. Lord, may there be that speaking voice going on. Oh, Lord, that people will know for sure that Christ is the answer. Oh, Lord, bless the people who have listened in this night. Close them in with thee. Oh, Lord, use thy word for thy honor and for thy glory. We pray these things in the Savior's precious name's sake. Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen.